Hi, everybody. This is Pete Swisher. I'm the National Practice Leader for Pentegra Retirement Services with a quick update about SECURE, or the SECURE Act, which was passed in the House of Representatives on May 23rd. So many of you may be aware that this is legislation that includes a provision about open multiple employer plans. So this is one of many retirement plan provisions in this bill. This is a true reform bill with a lot of very useful provisions. But the big one that's getting all the attention is the PEP provisions, the pooled employer plan, or the ability to do an open MEP. And where is this? You know, this has been on the docket in Congress since 2016. We've been expecting it to pass at any minute since 2016. And of course, it keeps getting kicked down the road. So what happened is on May 23rd, the House of Representatives passed a version of this legislation called SECURE and passed the ball to the Senate. But there's an old expression that the Senate is where bills go to die. So will it get passed? That really depends on the Senate. And where it is in the Senate is it's being stalled and by a couple reasons, but in particular, there are some objections by two senators, and I won't get into the politics of it, but unless these objections can be overcome, it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. So in order for the Senate to pass this legislation, which, by the way, this is overwhelming bipartisan support. But as I like to say, since when has overwhelming bipartisan support meant anything in Washington these days? So we really don't know where this will go, but it really is so strongly supported on both sides of the aisle in both houses of Congress and has been for a long time. So this is a well understood bill by members of Congress. They've been educated on it. The community, the various communities talking about this bill are pretty much all in support of it. So it's just being held up for political reasons right now. So what might cause it to pass? Well, there's a fast-track mechanism called a unanimous consent agreement that basically allows senators to waive their privilege to object and discuss and talk through the bill on the floor. It just causes it to sail through more smoothly. So very quick, not using up any floor time. And it's been made clear that there will not be any floor time spent on this bill. It's either going to pass or it's not going to come up for a vote. So unanimous consent agreement would be one of the ways it could come up for a vote and go through quickly. And that could happen, let's just say, anytime from the next couple of weeks, so mid-June through mid-July, that might happen. If it doesn't happen, the next opportunity for it to pass is probably in the fall. And there are a couple opportunities there, but this could be also another way for this to not take up any floor time, which is currently being used with federal appointments and appointments of judges and things like that. So there are other legislative priorities that are coming ahead of this. So in order to avoid it taking up floor time, it could be tacked on to some mandatory legislation like government funding or changing the debt ceiling. Both of those come up for review and something must be done this fall, September, October. And so that's another way that this could get passed in 2019. Failing that, it probably won't get passed in 2019. So there is quite a bit of enthusiasm and optimism around this legislation. So it's an interesting journey. Those of us who have observed multiple employer plans for a while have seen that not everybody's been in support of them. There's been a lot of confusion about them. There is still, I think, a question in many people's minds about the impact this will have on retirement security for Americans overall, to what extent it will improve it, how it will help small business. But like I said, pretty much everybody's supporting it now. So that support might have been mixed in the past. It is no longer. Everybody is saying in public they support this legislation strongly. So it does seem almost inevitable that it will go through eventually, but it has to make it through the political process. So that's where we are. And what does it mean? So let's just say we actually have a bill that it's passed the House. We get a version in the Senate. Let's just say it doesn't have to go through a reconciliation process or that it's already been through it. But sometime soon, that would mean we have a law and that, you know, we can begin looking at how to implement that law. What would that mean? Well, the MEP provisions, the pooled employer plan or open MEP provisions, would not kick in until January 1st of 2021. So we're looking at something like a year and a half before those provisions would become effective. Well, why is that? And the answer is because the Department of Labor is going to need to step in and write some rules. This legislation is not as simple as, well, here's a new rule, go start a MEP. No, it's going to be, here's a new pathway to start this old thing. A MEP is an old type of thing. They've been around for many, many years. And but not only under certain circumstances can you create one the way people want to create them. So what this legislation does is it creates a path for creating a MEP. It doesn't create a some new type of program. So this new pathway, in order to be available, needs to be rounded out with some rules from Department of Labor, and in particular, some prohibited transaction exemptions. So I discuss this in various articles and other presentations. I won't go into the detail, but Department of Labor's got to weigh in with guidance, and that's the reason why the legislation is written to have these provisions go into effect in a year and a half versus like the rest of the provisions, January 1st of 2020. So that gives the industry time to do something. And so question number three, what's the industry going to do? And I can tell you that in the last 6 months or so, since the Department of Labor introduced proposed association retirement plan regulations last fall, there has been a tremendous amount of interest and activity. So there's always been interest and activity around this subject, but it has intensified in the last 6 months or so. And I think with RESA, the Senate version of this bill from 2016, which became, you know, a version of that was incorporated into SECURE in the House. So SECURE is probably the form it will take in the Senate, but these are basically the same bill, at least for purposes of MEPs. So where the industry is everybody is looking at this as something that will happen. So virtually every service provider, every distributor, every broker, dealer, registered investment advisor, every third-party administrator, the lawyers, everybody is looking at this thing going, this is probably going to happen. What will we do about it? And so people are looking and saying, what will my service model be? What will my product set look like? How do I need to adapt my value proposition, my message? You know, how's this going to affect my existing business? There's a high level of focus on these questions right now throughout the industry. And Pentegra's heavily involved in that. So call us if you have questions. Thank you. I hope this is helpful.